Track three. And now we come to the first one in the Mid-Devon Advertiser, which is Iconic Landmark Makes All the Right Signals. One of Newton Abbott's best loved landmarks, the British Rail Western Region Signal Gantry on Torquay Road, received official recognition of being refurbished earlier this week. The 70-year-old structure in Aldi's car park had been showing its age badly, but it has now been renovated by volunteers from South Devon Railway in a project led by the museum and Newton Abbott Town Council. It was supported by donations to the museum, in particular from the late Dennis Lewis of the Railway Studies Group. Newton Abbott Town Mayor, Councillor Alex Hall, along with museum curator Dr. Charlotte Dixon and South Devon Railway volunteer Trevor Hodgson, were on hand on Tuesday morning to unveil a commemorative plaque which is now attached to the gantry. Curator Dr. Charlotte Dixon said, "Newton Abbott's rail heritage runs deep, and the town was once referred to as the Swindon of the West, and the gantry is one of the first things people see as they enter the town from the A380. It's wonderful to see this project coming to fruition, and it has only been made possible by the many volunteers who willingly contributed their time, effort and donations, and we're very grateful indeed for all their help." And there is a photograph of the newly refurbished gantry with all the great and the good.
Could Upper Den solve town's parking woes? Lost parking in Tynmouth due to major gas works could be eased by reopening the Upper Den carriageway, according to Tynmouth's newly elected Devon County Councillor, David Cox. Last week, Wales and West Utilities began a three-month project to upgrade the gas pipes around the town centre and seafront. The work will close key town centre routes and restrict parking. The Esplanade and Den Promenade will be closed for nearly 2 weeks in June, from June the 9th to June the 20th, and Hollands Road and Station Road will be shut for nearly 3 weeks, from the end of June until mid-July, so June the 23rd till July the 11th. Parking suspensions will be in place on several roads around Tynmouth Seafront and along Station Road. The work is essential to keep the gas flowing safely and reliably to local homes and businesses, keeping people warm for generations to come, said a Wales and West Utilities spokesperson. Traders were dismayed by the impending disruption, and Chamber of Commerce Chair Keith Underhill said the works would have a massive impact on businesses in the town centre. To mitigate the pressure on town centre parking, David Cox said he's asked Devon County Council to keep the Upper Den carriageway open. The school holidays don't start until the end of July, so it wouldn't impact on safety, but it would deal with the parking issues, he noted. While many in the town would welcome the extra parking, a number of residents and business owners are concerned about the impact on safety. The Upper Den carriageway runs between the main beach, promenade and skate park and the children's play park in Den. Tynmouth Town Council has previously called for the Upper Den carriageway to remain open all year so the town can benefit from the additional parking. However, at its meeting in November, the Devon Council Highways and Traffic Orders Committee raised concerns about safety, environmental and policy issues. Wales and West Utilities said it has worked closely with Devon County Council to agree traffic management plans, such as rolling traffic lights, which will be in progress as the works progress. Wales and West Utilities is spending £1.4 million every week to upgrade old metal pipes to new plastic ones as part of a 30-year programme to ensure the gas work is fit for the future.
Play park vandalised for a third time. Broken glass has been found on a slide at Dawlish Play Park. An early morning dog walker discovered a smashed bottle at the base of one of the slides at Manor Gardens Play Park. This is the third serious incident at the town council-owned £350,000 state-of-the-art play park in recent months and follows a suspected arson attack when a bench was set alight. In Saturday's discovery, it appears the bottle had been smashed at the top and the broken glass spread down the length of the slide. Town, district and newly elected councillor Rosie Dawson urged anyone to report such incidents to police as well as to Dawlish Town Council. She said she had alerted the council's outside services team. She explained that CCTV cameras should have been installed before work started on the multi-million pound play park, but at least they are on their way now. She said it's community sabotage and unacceptable, but it's in no way reflective of the majority of people, regardless of age, in our lovely town. If people report this kind of behaviour online to police as well as to the council, it can help build a picture of antisocial behaviour. In March, a group of up to 20 young people were involved in antisocial behaviour at the park, which saw a picnic bench set alight and a child's bike damaged. A few weeks earlier, human excrement had been found on the children's swings. The play park opened in 2023.
District County Council results. All the electoral divisions have been declared in Devon. Overall, Reform won 18 seats, Liberal Democrats 27, 6 for the Green Party, 7 for the Conservatives and 2 Independents. No party has overall control of Devon County Council. There were 10 seats within Teignbridge. The full list of winners is Ashburton and Buck Fastley, Stuart Rogers, Conservative, Bobby Rural, Sally Morgan, Lib Dem, Chudley and Teign Valley, Richard Keeling, Lib Dem, Dawlish, Rosie Dawson, Lib Dem, Exminster and Howden, Alan Connett, Lib Dem, Ipplepen and the Kerswells, Heather Horner, Reform, Kingstainton and Teign Estuary, Tony Dempster, Reform, Newton Abbott North, Jacqueline Fry, Reform, Newton Abbott South, Mick Cockerham, Reform, Tynmouth, David Cox, Lib Dem.
Community Centre launches alarm fundraiser. A community centre in Tynmouth has launched a fundraiser to replace its fire alarm system and has warned it faces temporary closure if it cannot reach its £5,000 target. The current fire alarm system at the Alice Cross Centre has reached the end of its operational life and no longer meets current safety standards. This isn't just a matter of compliance, it's about ensuring the safety of everyone who walks through our doors, a spokesperson from the Alice Cross Centre explained. For years, the Alice Cross Centre has been that special place where our community comes together, the spokesperson added, but we can't keep the good times rolling without proper safety measures.